Metu Netter, Volume 5, Keys to Health and Longevity, Chapter 4, page 47. Stressors. One of the biggest errors in psychology is the belief in stressors. In 1967, T.H. Holmes and T.H. Ra published a statistical finding in the Journal of Psychocosmetic Research. 11:213-218, entitled The Social Readjustment Rating Scale. They documented the percentage chances of people becoming ill following certain life events. 100% chance, death of a spouse, 50-73% divorce, separation, incarceration, death of a close family member, personal injuries, or illnesses in marriage, 30-47% loss of job, reconciliation, retirement, pregnancy, new family member, change in frequency in sexual relationships, changes in financial state, foreclosure, change in line of work, etc. Even Christmas had a 13% chance, and vacation, which is supposed to relieve stress, came in at 15%. These are but a few of the entries in the scale, which gives us a specific rating to each entry. What is never taken up by such studies is the reason why. Let's take incarceration, which yields a 63% incidence of illness. Why didn't the others 37% become ill? We are not to believe that they enjoyed the experience. The same can be said about foreclosures. 30% become ill. Why not the other 70%? The facts that people can and do respond differently to the same event shows that the stress is not even the event, but in the person. It is a fact that many people react stressfully to life situations from the fact that they have been convinced by scholars, priests, and health professionals that stress is produced by events. And given that in many cases, the illnesses induced by the belief in stressors result in death, then the perpetuation of the fallacy by doctors and psychologists is criminal malpractice. Here ends the reading of chapter 4.